Residents of Sarasota who want to vote early for the Sarasota City Commission runoff election can begin doing so tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th, at the Office of the Supervisor of Elections in the Sarasota County Terrace Building, located at 2001 Adams Lane in Sarasota. Early voting polls will be open at this location from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day and subsequent days until the following Saturday, May 11th, which will be the last day of early voting. Those who cannot vote during that time period can, of course, vote at their precincts on Election Day, which is Tuesday, May 14th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Those who make it to the polls will be casting ballots for either one or two of the three remaining candidates for the two at-large Sarasota City Commission seats. Susan Chapman, Suzanne Atwell, and Richard Dorfman are the candidates. For more information about early voting for this upcoming election, I spoke with Sarasota County Supervisor of Elections, Kathy Dent. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ms. Dent.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, what was the turnout for the initial Sarasota City Commission election in March, and how do you expect turnout for the upcoming election to compare?
Well, the March 12th election, we had 17.5% voter turnout, which is pretty typical for a City of Sarasota election. Normally, turnout is lower for the runoff or the second election, but on May 14th election, we've seen an increase in absentee ballots. So we've all mailed out 5,275, and we've already had almost 2,500 that are returned. So that's what we had all together in the March 12th. So we're looking at an increase in the absentees.
And for those of our listeners who don't necessarily follow local politics, what is the significance of this election, and why is it important for them to turn out?
Turnout for this election is important because we're going to have two at-large city commissioners elected. And so that's, you know, two votes out of five on the commission. And in the 2009, in the District 2 race, 13 votes decided the election. So 13 votes shows that every vote does count, and it's truly important for people to get out there and cast a ballot. You don't want to have other people having a say in who's going to be making decisions that are affecting your life.
And let's move on to the ballot itself. Although voters can choose two out of three candidates on the ballot, I've spoken to some residents who said they've planned to cast a bullet vote by selecting only one candidate. How would this choice affect the outcome of the election differently from voters selecting two candidates?
Well, it gives an advantage to the one candidate that if there's only one selected when two can, that means they are bulleting that particular candidate, and somebody's not going to get the other vote.
What should people know before they head to the polls, and what will they need to bring with them?
State law requires signature and photo ID. Most people use a driver's license, but there are about 8 or 9 other forms of identification, so, you know, such as a passport. Some credit cards now have photos on them. There are different, you know, Florida ID cards, homeowners association cards, those kinds of things. But if you don't have that signature and picture ID with you, you can vote a provisional ballot. And what we do then is we compare the signature on your voter certificate envelope with what we have in our statewide database. And if they match, then your vote automatically counts.
And for those who cannot vote early, how can they find their voting locations ahead of Election Day?
They can go online to sarasotavotes.com. And they can type in their address, and it will tell them where their polling location is. But the city has also mailed out sample ballots to each of the individual voters in Sarasota. And so they can just look at their sample ballot, and it will tell them where to vote. Or we have another option. They can call our office at 861-8600, and my staff will direct them to their right location.
Oh,
the other option that they have is it's not too late to request an absentee ballot. All they need to do is call the office again at 861-8618 or email us or go online and request an absentee ballot, and we can mail them to the voter in their home, and that they just have to have them returned by 7 o'clock election night.
Okay, that's all that I had to ask. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go?
Again, I just want to encourage everyone to come out and vote. It's so important. It impacts our lives here in Sarasota just as much as who is elected president or who's elected governor. This impacts our daily lives here, and so I think everyone should voice their opinion.
Once again, that was Sarasota County Supervisor of Elections Kathy Dent in an interview recorded on Thursday, May 2nd, about early voting in the upcoming Sarasota City Commission runoff election. For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.